The JVS Show.
Weekdays from 9.
Jonathan Vernon Smith.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Now, Edwina, I've looked at your Twitter profile this morning.
Mm-hmm.
One tweet in which you included Nadine Dorries, it mm-hmm. says, arguably, she's an idiot.
Yes, indeed. I think somebody was tweeting, if you look at the one before, that arguably this is all about democracy and that independents are better than members of parties. And I'm saying, no, arguably she's an idiot. Political parties are formed in order to present a whole range of policies to the electorate. You know that there's a difference between Labour and the Tories. And I think that difference is important. That's what people get elected on. 28,000 people in mid-Bedfordshire voted for Nadine because she was a Tory and because they listened to the arguments and the debates during the election campaign, and that's what they thought. In fact, they voted in larger numbers in 2010 than they did in 2005. And it just seems to me bizarre. You can't be a member of two parties at the same time, especially when they don't actually agree on a great deal. So I'm not quite sure exactly what Nadine thinks she's up to.
But she was quite honest, wasn't she, when she said that there is a risk that if a UK Independence Party candidate stands against a Conservative, then they'll split the right-wing vote, and ultimately that will then allow the left to get into power. And she's saying that this may well be a good deal for the right, the parties on the right, to do to ensure that Labour don't get in again at the next election.
Yeah, but all she'd be doing is guaranteeing that there would be members of UKIP in the next United Kingdom Parliament. And the way UKIP works, the way that its voting works is, yeah, it seems to score quite well in opinion polls. When it comes to actually voting in general elections, they don't score so well, and they won't have a member of the United Kingdom Parliament. In Derbyshire, where I live, the one UKIP councillor just lost his seat, for example. You need to be realistic about these things, and I don't think Nadine is. The fact is, very large numbers of people who vote Conservative, like me, do not agree with UKIP. I'd like to see a referendum. Certainly, but I want to see it the way the Prime Minister set it out, after we've renegotiated our position in Europe, after indeed we've renegotiated everybody's position in Europe to the benefit of Europe, to make Europe a great deal more competitive and less examining its own navel than it does at the moment. That seems to me an entirely laudable approach, and that is what the Prime Minister said. What UKIP want is they want a no vote. They don't want a referendum. They want a no vote. They want out of Europe. And I think most people in the United Kingdom, when the issue is put to them, will give that a very loud raspberry.
Nadine Dorries has done an awful lot of things recently to increase her profile, one of which was appearing on the ITV programme I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Do you respect the way that she has raised her political profile?
Not as an MP. You don't need to do that sort of thing to have a high political profile as a member of parliament. As a member of parliament, you have a megaphone that's called, you know, public office. If you're concerned about something in the constituency, you can stand up and make speeches about it. You, Jonathan, you will report it. Indeed, you will give her all the opportunity on air, which apparently she's turned down. Do you know
she doesn't like me very much. She said, Nadine Dorries said on my programme that she'd rather eat an ostrich's anus than talk to me.
Darling Jonathan, that tells you exactly which we're on the right side, thee and I. She has blocked me on Twitter, which means she will not engage in debate with me. And I'm not going to be rude, and I don't mean to be rude. I would much rather engage. I would like us to have a referendum on Europe. I think the time has come. It's nearly 40 years. I was able to vote in that referendum, but most people under 60 were not able to. So the time is coming, and I think that's right. But just to vote on a straight in-out as it is now gains us no advantage whatsoever. The negotiations that need to go on at Brussels, sure, I don't mind at all if Brussels gets angry and upset and worried that we might vote out. That's the negotiation basis, isn't it? That's politics. But I really want us to see us with a different regime coming into the referendum. And Nadine would just scupper that. Nadine would just ensure, not that just that UKIP would have seats in the House of Commons, she would ensure that Ed Miliband became our next Prime Minister, and I don't want to see that, and I'm sure most of the people of Mid-Bedfordshire don't either.
Edwina, you'd far rather talk to me than eat an ostrich's anus, wouldn't you?
Any day. Any day!